Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is lump, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to have Mousy talk Abner into hiring Lum as a delivery boy and general handyman didn't turn out quite as he expected. Abner hired Mousy instead, so Lum is still just an ex-partner in the store and bakery and very, very sorry he ever signed over his share of the business to Abner. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner putting up an order of groceries, assisted by Mousy.
I reckon that's enough stuff for him, Mousy.
Are you selling all this stuff to Lum on credit?
Why, no, I ain't charging him nothing for it. I'm just going to slip over to his place while he ain't there and leave the stuff, and he won't know where it come from.
Just going to give it to him?
Well, it's half his anyway. He still owns the half interest in the store here.
I thought he signed a piece of paper giving you his half interest.
Well, he did, but I ain't going to hold him to that. I just been making out like I was sort of doing that just to bring him to his senses.
Yes, sir.
I'll let him back in a day or two. No, I couldn't run this store by myself. Lum's always looked after the buying and all such of that. He's a good businessman if he'd just tend to the store instead of going into every other business that comes along.
Well, if he comes back in the store, why, you won't need me anymore, will you?
Well, we'll work out something. Oh, well, here, I expect I better get these groceries on over while he's downtown.
Yes, sir.
He'd never take them if he knowed where they came from. I sure got him worried. Just hope he don't worry himself into a nervous breakdown over it. He looked awful bad in here yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, oh, that's our ring. Go ahead and answer it, Mousy. And if it's somebody wanting some groceries, why, get a pencil and take down the order.
Yes, sir, I'll look after it. Hello, this is the Jot'em Down Store and Bakery. Clerk Gray speaking. Oh, hello, Gussie. Yes, I got you an electric iron, Gussie. But I lost it. Oh, it's here in the store someplace. I hid it, and I can't think where I put it now. Well, I'll find it before I come home.
Oh, excuse me.
All right. Why? No, but I don't need a muffler while I'm inside, Gussie. All right, I'll put it on then. All right. Goodbye, Gussie. Now, hello, Lum.
Whereabouts is Abner?
Why, he's out on a delivery.
Well, good. I wanted to talk to you anyway, Mousy. I think you sort of got mixed up about something. I told you to tell Abner where he could get somebody to work here in a store for $5 a week. I meant me, not you.
Yes, sir, I know that, Lum, and I tried to explain that to Abner, but he just won't listen. Says he'll hire whoever he wants to.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with him, anyway? Well, you don't have to work here, Mousy, if you don't want to. You can quit, you know.
Oh, I couldn't do that now, Lum. Gus is so proud of me now because I'm working in the store. She's making me some black sleeve guards and everything. And besides, I just bought her an electric iron this morning, and I can't quit till I get that paid for.
Well, what about that job I give you representing a Frisbee Publishing Company and selling the Farm and Needlework Weekly?
Well, I'll just let you have that back, I guess, Lum.
Never mind. I don't want it back. Grannies, I'm going to be honest with you, Mousy. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so used to being here in the store, I get downright homesick for it.
Well, it's nice work, all right. Gus is awful proud of me, I know.
I can't understand what's come over that Abner. He used to be one of the nicest fellas I ever knowed. I gave up half my interest in the store, but I never had no ideas he'd keep it. Here we was partners and the best of friends for years, and then all of a sudden he's changed to where I don't feel like I even know him no more. Appears to hate and despise me.
Oh, he doesn't hate you, Lum. As a matter of fact, I think he's kind of worried about you, I think.
Worried?
Yes, sir. He said a while ago that he hoped you didn't get a nervous breakdown over this.
Nervous breakdown?
Yes.
Did he actually say that showing up?
Yes, sir.
Granny, that's it. That's what they got to have right there, a nervous breakdown. I can almost feel it coming on right now.
Can you really, Lum? Would you like for me to get you some water?
No. I think I can hold it till Abner gets back. How soon are you expecting him back?
Well, he never said how long he'd be gone.
Well, quick as we see him coming, I'll fall down on the floor and sort of moan and stuff, and you rush over and say, poor Lum, I know this is going to happen to him. I could tell it by the way he looked when he come in here.
Yes, sir.
And then when Abner says, oh, my goodness, what is it? You say, oh, it's a nervous breakdown or something like that. Now, run through that and see if you got it.
Well, I think that the store's ringing. Maybe I'd better answer the phone.
Yeah, well, hurry up.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Bakery. Clerk Gray speaking. Oh, hello, Gussie. Yes. Yes, I do. Honest, I do, Gussie. No, I haven't had time to look for it yet, but I'll find it for you. Why, no, I took them off when I came in the store. But, Gus, it isn't even raining. All right, I'll put them on. Yeah, of course I do. Goodbye, Gussie.
All right, now see if you can recollect what I told you, Mousie.
Gus is a wonderful little woman, Lum. Takes awful good care of me.
What are you looking for?
Oh, I was just looking for my overshoes.
Well, forget your overshoes, Mousie. This is more important. Now, what do you say when Abner gets here and I fall on the floor?
I say, poor Lum. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, put more feeling in it. You feel sorrowful for me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's Mr. Spears. I thought for a minute it was Abner.
Yeah, that's Grandpap. Come in, Grandpap.
Morning, Mr. Spears.
Well, howdy. Hey, what about Abner? He's out making a deliver.
He should be back before long. Can I do something for you, Mr. Spears?
No, I reckon not. I just want to see him, but I can't wait. Just tell him I dropped in there. Let him know I won't be able to do no reading in the library today. Broke my glasses again.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Spears.
Funny thing how I broke my glasses. Look, Grandpap, if you're in a hurry, don't let us keep you. No, I won't, Lum, thank you. There I was, had my glasses in my pocket, and I went out after armful of wood, and who did I see but old Charlie Sheldon? And you better run along, Grandpap. You recollect old Charlie, don't you, Mousie?
No, sir, I don't believe I do, Mr. Spears.
Oh, sure you do. Win first place in the potato race at the old settler's picnic back in 1912, I believe it was.
Potato race.
What'd you say, Mousie?
I say he won first place in the potato race.
Well, now that you mention it, I believe you're right. I believe he did, yeah. How long have you and Charlie known one another, Mousie?
Well, I don't know him at all, Mr. Spears.
Grandpappy, if you're in such a hurry, why don't you get going?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I am in a hurry, ain't I? Well, I'm sorry to have to go, Mousie. We'll chat about old Charlie some other time.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you later, fellas. So long.
Goodbye, Mr.
Spears. Yeah,
Spears.
So long.
Granny, I thought he never would leave. I figured Abner's going to pop in here any minute.
Well, it's a shame he had to leave in such a hurry. He never did finish telling how he broke his glasses.
Well, I'm just glad he never. Had to get him out of here. He'd have ruined my whole nervous breakdown.
Yes, sir.
Here now, we better be practicing. Did you ever see anybody have a breakdown, Mousie?
No, sir. I don't believe I ever have, Lum.
Well, me neither. But I figure they must sort of break down and fall. That's more than likely where they get the name for it.
Yes, sir.
Quick as Abner comes in the door there, I'll sort of spin and fall right on my back and start moaning and groaning, and you say that about poor Lum's had a nervous breakdown, so as he'll know for sure what disease I've got.
Yes, sir. Well, don't you think we ought to put some padding on the floor there, Lum, so you won't hurt yourself?
And Granny's, that's right, ain't it?
That's awful hard floor. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I can sort of fall over that direction there and land on them horse blankets. Let my head hit right in the middle of them.
Yes, sir.
That way I'll have a pillar. No telling how long I'll have to lay there.
Well, I expect you better be getting ready to fall then, Lum.
Huh?
There's Abner coming up on the porch there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, why didn't you tell me? Well, look, I'll wait till he gets about halfway back in the store so as he'll be sure and see me. Is he going to be a gooder knowing him?
Yeah, there he is, Lum.
Yeah. Here I go.
Any business while I was gone? Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Poor Lum. Poor Lum. He looked awful bad when he came in.
Well, he don't look good now, neither. What's the matter with him? You ain't knocked him out again, have you, Mousie?
No, sir. It's a nervous breakdown.
Oh, my goodness. A nervous breakdown. Oh, I was afraid this has happened to him. I know that I'd... Lum, speak to me. It's all my fault, Lum. I ought not to have treated you the way I did. I ought not to have did it. My dog is, he's out cold, Mousie.
Well, he must be.
Well, here, no wonder he's unconscious. Look what he hit his head on.
Oh, my goodness, let me get to the telephone.
Why, sure, call up Doc Miller. Tell him to get over here right away, Mousie. Doggy's old arm's got a knot on his head here, big as a hen egg. What was this doing under them blankets, anyway?
Hello? This is Mousie. I've got some news for you, Gussie. Yeah, I just found your electric arm.